And welcome to Cryptid Killers and everything in between.
So to make it kind of fun, our very first one is going to be cryptids.
Did you say funner?
I might have.
Funner.
So we'll be making up words.
Yes, with the Dutch of Hillbilly. Yes.
You know what?
It kind of brings back our West Virginian, Southern Ohio roots, I guess.
Exactly, yes.
Exactly.
And speaking of that, we will be doing my guy, not this one. Because we think he deserves his own.
Ooh, Mothman.
Yes.
It was very cryptid.
Very funny.
Ta-da.
We're starting the puns already.
That's right. We will have puns of fun. but yes, we are very excited to be doing Mothman, his own show. He deserves it. He's had so much publicity already. And we actually make plushies, too. So come visit our store on Etsy.
It's Fairy Tavern. F-A-E-R-I-E.
So this one is near and dear to our heart, and starting October off right. And it's also our pilot episode. We are going to talk about some cryptids. Although we're not going to do the normal Bigfoot type cryptid. We wanted to start off with some obscure cryptids that maybe nobody's thought of and maybe more fitting for Halloween.
And the first one we're not even sure is a real cryptid or just something to scare the crap out of everybody.
Yeah, scare the shit out of people. That is if you have this particular phobia. We'll start it off with that and see where it goes. But there's more cryptids to come. But also in episodes in the future, we're going to be talking about serial killers. That's a favorite of mom's. Also, any kind of...
Especially yours, right. Probably is a closet serial killer.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just hasn't been discovered yet. Other spooky stuff, like interdimensional stuff that maybe people don't want to talk about all the time because it makes them uncomfortable, but we're very comfortable in that darkness. And we don't just take, face value what we read and put it out there. We kind of throw our own opinions in there and maybe sometimes they're a little silly, try to make points that maybe other people haven't made and get people to think. We do look at it from a very worldview, holistic type perspective, as opposed to just one-minded view. But you'll hear some of those idiot one-minded view remarks too, because we like to have fun with it. So, without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to my partner, and she'll get it started. All right, Boobs McGee.
Wow. So the first one is for all those people out there that, I guess, just love spiders.
Yeah, that's not me.
So if you're arachnophobic, I'm sorry. And this is one we're not completely sure is real, but we saw it and we were like, please God, let it not be real. Let it just be like maybe the Slender Man thing that's possibly real, possibly just a fan fiction thing that went crazy.
Holy fucking Harry Potter. Those spiders in that movie. This
one is supposed to be as big as the one, the big mommy spider, I guess, in Harry Potter.
Correct. So if you were to search this, you'll see a lot of fandom, which kind of points to this. And also the Tolkien. These are mentioned in the Tolkien books as fantasy, but
I can't remember what that one's name was.
I can't either. There's also lore of demons who presented themselves as these big giant spiders, which makes sense because they are the devil's children.
And to be fair, a demon's not scary enough. Let's make it huge with eight legs.
But I'm an equal opportunity hater, so I don't care how big they are. I do my best to kill them when I see them. I know they have a purpose, so nobody leave anything in comments. I know they have a purpose. I just don't care. I don't care. They're nasty. They're evil. They've attacked my face. Okay, well, they didn't really attack my face, but they were close. And we have personal stories with this.
Let's not talk about something attacking your face when we're sitting and watching TV and I look down and there's this spider the size of a 50-cent piece charging me.
Yeah, it did charge. It was that thing was fucking huge. And there was one hanging off the side of our house once. I dented
a shovel.
No, I'm just kidding. I probably didn't dent it. But that's how scared they make me because I embellished the story a bit. But it was big and it did make a pinging noise when I hit it.
It did make a ping when you hit it with the shovel, and then it made another noise as it hit the neighbor's house and splattered everywhere.
I did a war cry when I hit it. That's how scared
we'll go.
I was.
Yeah, we'll go with a war cry.
Right. So, yeah, without further ado.
Okay, so this giant spider, it's pronounced Chabafoe. It translates literally to giant spider.
Or translation, I don't know how to pronounce this.
Well, that's what it says. And I probably didn't pronounce it wrong. It's the twang.
It's the twang.
This is a cryptid that is said to make its home in the Congo because the Congo doesn't have enough. Let's just add giant spiders to it.
So in the Congo, we have Jomfong Tito.
Wow.
So my question is this. What's it eating in the Congo that it's so fucking big?
Monkeys.
Got it.
People.
Moving on.
You asked.
Scared.
The spider first gained recognition in 1938 with a sighting made by married couple Ronald and Margaret Lloyd.
So they died when they were married together?
Well, I don't think so. Okay. The couple was trekking through the region of the Congo when a creature ran out from beneath the bushes and across the road in front of them.
Okay, stop right here. It's supposed to be a giant spider.
Yes.
But it ran from beneath the bushes.
It ran, because if you've seen pictures of the Congo region, the foliage is kind of high up.
Did you mean foliage?
Yes, that too. And there's a lot of it.
Right. So how big is this foliage / foliage?
Well, if you're not, shut up. If you're not really paying attention to like the stuff beside you,
uh-huh,
you're not going to notice it coming right out at you.
Okay, so it was.
Because if you remember.
But they noticed it.
Well, because it stopped right in front of them.
Okay.
Do you not remember in the movie Congo, they're walking, and all of a sudden, bam, big ass silverback gorilla they didn't see, then it's there.
So, but they said bushes. So it's not really a giant.
It's not a bush that you see here. The bushes there would be different than the bushes that we have here. Like, we're not talking a lilac bush this thing ran out of.
Well, that's correct. Not all bushes are made equal.
Right. Depends. In more ways than one.
Correct. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you made me lose my spot. They immediately stopped their truck. See, they're in a truck, too. So it's not like they're just walking.
Okay. Second question, then. So they're in a truck.
Yes, but you got to remember it's the 30s, so trucks.
They're in a truck in the Congo. Where bushes are at. Foliage, as you call it, foliage.
You know what? That's not going anywhere. We will probably hear it in more to come.
And it ran out of the foliage in front of their truck in the Congo.
If it's that big, it ain't gonna be scared of them or their truck.
Yeah, that's not my point, but go ahead.
They immediately stopped their truck to avoid hitting what they originally thought was one of the many known large jungle animals residing in the forest all around them. But they quickly realized they were very, very wrong.
So it was obviously hairy.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, even tarantulas are hairy.
Yeah.
I think even the big spiders they were showing in Afghanistan when all that first started.
You talking about the desert spiders?
The desert spiders. Those even had hair on them, didn't they? And that was big enough.
And those were also embellished as well, the size of those. That's what I was
Let's
getting at.
Hope.
We've said that this is a giant spider, but already we know that it's as big as a bush or foliage.
Well, we are not really sure how big it is yet.
And it ran out in front of a truck. I'm thinking giant, it's bigger than the fucking
truck. Well, they
truck.
Thought at first it was a large animal that resides in the jungle already, so it could have been a large cat, they could have thought, or a monkey even jumping out
of it. So when we say giant, this is relative to the size of a spider now. This is not those big.
It's got to be big if they assume it's a monkey jumping out of a tree or a leopard or something. Would you?
I wouldn't.
Okay, then.
But I also would not be in the Congo.
I probably wouldn't either. Something that I would like to see, but pictures are good enough. It's too hot.
Watch the movie.
That's too hot. Well, after watching the movie, I wouldn't go because of them silver gorillas, but whatever. But no, it's too hot. They became aware that the unknown animal actually resembled a giant tarantula.
So, a giant tarantula.
But one that had a 4 to 5 foot leg span.
Jesus H. Christ.
That's what I'm saying.
Because right now, I consider them giant, and they're as big as my hand.
We've had one that big in the house before that.
And I consider those giant. So, yeah. Holy fuck.
Yeah, the one that was as big as our hand that was in our kitchen, he wasn't going anywhere without a fight. Frightened, Marguerite ordered Renald to immediately speed down the road and back to their home.
Oh, so they lived in the Congo.
Well, their home, I mean, if you think about it, they could have
I'd be afraid that motherfucker would follow me home.
They could have been staying at a hotel and just called it home because that's where they were staying at the time.
But they said home.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
The giant spider is described, well, it might not to you. But I'm sure that when we've been at a hotel before, I've said, let's go.
We've done freaky shit at the hotel. We haven't.
Well, that's besides the point. Okay. I'm saying that we've probably referred to it as going back home because that's where we were staying at the time.
Okay.
It didn't say if they lived in the Congo or not.
Seems like a suspect story.
I'm just saying, if I lived in the Congo and saw that, I'm moving.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I didn't think you could live in the Congo.
Well, you can't. There are people that actually live in the Congo.
With that?
But I'm assuming they...
With shit like that?
They've been there as long as the animals, so I'm sure they know how to kill them.
What the fuck?
The giant spider is described as looking almost exactly like a normal tarantula. Except a fucking giant version. So, it could have gotten into the same goo that the Ninja Turtles got in.
Did it make any kind of sound?
I haven't got to that yet. I can't remember if it did or not.
Because the ones I looked up speak.
Was on the fandom. Okay, yeah, because Harry Potter much.
Yeah. Harry Spider.
The full-grown adults are covered in a fine, dark brown hair and have 8 legs that span the distance of 6 feet.
I just pissed
this
a little
means
bit.
They are able to stand at least 5 feet tall.
I need new pants.
If they stand with their legs together. So could you just imagine, just think of that
pants.
For a second.
New pants.
Just think of that for a second. You're driving,
mm-hmm.
and then you see a spider with all his legs together.
Right.
I mean, apart from a cartoon, you wouldn't think, you've never seen anything like that apart from a cartoon.
Need a diaper.
Yeah. I mean, I do the spider killing in the house, but if I saw that, there's no way.
She always brings that up.
If he's bigger than me, he can stay.
Yeah, I've killed him too, okay?
Not as many as I have. We have a deal. Spider's in the house, I kill him. Snake comes in the house, you take care of it. That's the deal. Their eggs are reported as being the size of walnuts and shaped almost like a pea pod.
Okay, now, let me stop right there. Because the normal egg sac of a arachnid...
is smaller than a dime.
But it's an egg sac. Which
with
means
multiple eggs.
Correct. So this is just one?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
That's one...
Without an egg sac.
No, it's one walnut-sized... It's the size of a walnut, but shaped like a pea pod. Okay. So if you know, the pea pods are kind of like a...
Evil?
No... There's usually like 3 peas per pod.
Right. Well, nothing happens good in a pea pod. Let me tell you that. Have you seen the movies? Nothing happens good.
What the hell movie are you talking about that had a pea pod that nothing happened
aliens
good
aliens come out of pods. Godzilla in that one movie came out of a pod. Alien.
That's not pods. Those are eggs.
It's the same fucking thing. They look like pods. Nothing good comes from the pod.
The alien thing is literally an egg that opens up like a flower.
But it looks like a pod.
With that creepy thing that jumps out and hugs your face.
Well, yeah. And what do spiders do? They attack your face.
Well,
I'm just telling you. It looks like a pod.
Well, I don't want to go to the Congo and see if this is real. I don't need to know. This is something that I don't need answered. Just the thought of it is enough.
Unless somebody brings it back here.
Then kill them. Right away. Or you know what? No, let the spider kill him for, you know, bringing the spider over here. That works better. The hatchlings are described as being bright yellow in color with a dull purple abdomen.
Well, okay.
Why they got to be that pretty?
I was going to say, why is something so evil, so deceptively pretty? Because you being who you are.
Oh. No.
It's cute.
No. No.
Look at it.
No.
At it. Why'd he bite my fucking hand? That's what you would do.
No, because it's still a spider. So, no. I don't care
That's nature's
way. If it had glitter on it. No, I'm not touching it.
That's nature's way of deceiving you, though. That's how it happens.
Well, yeah, because if you think about it, there's some frogs out there that are extremely poisonous, but very bright colored and pretty.
Exactly.
And you touch them, and you're dead.
Right.
So it's you just, can't it's eat not those worth
frog
it.
Legs.
It's not worth it. Mm-mm. Flowers are the same way.
They are. Don't eat them.
As they age, they take on the brown color. So maybe they're brightly colored so that they can live to adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But I would think the brighter colored, the more obvious they are.
I think that would make them... Well, I don't know. It seems like they're the apex predator, so...
Because if you're a dark brown color, you can hide in the tree.
Make you more of a predator.
You know what? Since I thought of that, this damn spider makes me think of Kong Island.
Yep.
Them spiders with them long-ass legs that they would step...
That was Daddy Long Legs.
It don't matter. Kill it now.
Yeah, I'd kill him. I don't like
Why did Kong not take care of them spiders?
I don't know. Well, he's slipping. God of what island?
Just saying.
Yep.
Their fangs possess highly potent venom. I bet they do.
Can they shoot the venom? Because that would be cool.
I don't think so.
Do they shoot acid venom like the aliens?
Aliens don't spit acid venom. They bleed venom. They bleed acid.
Oh, what the fuck? It's acid. My point is that would be cool.
From the way you're making it sound, it'd be cool if freaking aliens were real too from the movies. No?
No, I'm a predator guy, actually.
Neither one of them. No, thank you. No. We're good.
Okay.
Except the predators do come to kill the aliens, so maybe if those show up, we do need the creepy-faced guys.
Ooh, do you think the predator could kill one of these?
Probably.
Okay, go on.
If it can kill an alien queen, it can kill a giant spider.
Well, I just have my plan then.
I'm saying. Baca natives say they They spin giant webs between two trees and dig a burrow directly underneath, which it then covers with leaves and other forest debris and waits for prey to pass by. So, already, highly intelligent.
Yeah, very intelligent. So, they span their web in the foliage.
So, what they do is they take and put the web between two trees. And I'm assuming it's probably a little bit up off the ground. So that when people try to pass under it to avoid it, well, surprise, you just fell in her hole.
So because they dig the holes. They act like a trap door.
Yes. Spider. They have a trap door.
Kind of like a bad marriage.
But they're not, wow. But they're not like, because I think the trap door spiders are actually inside the trap door, right?
Right.
These are not. They just dig it deep enough, I guess, to where if you fall in, you're screwed.
Yeah. And they climb down there.
And they climb down the web and... You're nummy nummies. I mean, that's just...
you're
going
to be wrapped up like that poor little Mr. Frodo.
Well, let's hope there's a Sam close by to cut you out of the web and take you away.
Right.
Their main source of food is said to be forest antelope. So, we're talking deers. Thank you.
That sneeze was my puppy.
Thank you for that. Letting everybody know you're here.
Yep.
The bongo...
Bongo Congo. That sounds like a dance. You got a bongo congo with that giant
bongos
spider.
Bongos are monkeys.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. Bongos are monkeys.
Sorry.
Birds and other small to medium game. You are so in the way.
I am surprised that you didn't mess up the word bongo.
It's a monkey. Notice I didn't say that word because I wasn't even going to try.
That word, huh?
I think it's another type of deer. I think our zoo has it. Not even trying. I'm just going to go with it's a deer.
Okay.
Natives also talk of unfortunate tribesmen who have gotten caught in the thick webs only to become devoured by the spider lying in wait in the burrow below. So I was wrong. They are like trapdoor spiders. They hide underneath there. So if you fall in there, bam, you're dead. So it's like a cobra striking.
Yeah.
It's gotcha.
That's what wolf spiders do. Yeah.
And these, if they bite you, there's... No chance, because I know if a spider bite, like, some spiders are venomous, but they're so small that the venom will just make you a little bit sick, but you can go to the doctor and get it, right?
Yeah, you can go to the doctor and get a shot of the bongo congo.
Hopefully nobody actually goes in there and asks for that. Wow. Giant spider sightings are not confined to the Congo only.
Hmm. Okay, that's
so that's fine.
Yeah, where else am I not going?
You ready for this? Sightings of gigantic arachnids are reported from all over the world and continue into modern times. The most recent sighting of a giant spider took place in 2013. Guess where? Missouri.
What's the story on that? Because that seems awful close to Ohio.
I didn't look. I didn't want to know. That was about as much as I could do on the giant spider. I didn't do any more.
So.
But I will say that if people want us to go into the giant spider more, just let us know and we will.
Yeah, I think this was just telling more about the cryptid portion of it, not its devil children.
You were a little wrong. You said nothing about Bigfoot, but Grassman is our next one.
It's a type of Bigfoot, but it's near and dear to our heart.
Well, yeah, because he's close.
But to wrap up the giant spider, there have been, on a serious note, there have been sightings of couples where they've been in the Amazon or someplace mm-hmm. like that. And you could search YouTube if you want to be disappointed, because most of them are fake. But there was one video we found where this thing came out of the bushes at a couple that was in the Amazon, and it was probably about the size of a domestic dog. There are some legitimate sightings, and you know, in places like that, they can grow bigger. The oxygen saturation is a little bit bigger. The game is bigger. There's more opportunity for them to grow and thrive in a place like that. But for the most part here, all we've seen are ones that were, and we do a lot of hiking. The ones we've seen about as big as
it's 50 cent pieces
or a hand or a hand. Yeah. I've seen it about
but
as big,
but that's mostly leg.
But that's with the legs spread out. Yeah. And they're scarier and whatnot. But you know, tarantulas can grow to be a pretty good size too. So it doesn't surprise me that some would be big. But I think when you're talking about cryptids and stuff, a lot of these, I do believe there's something that somebody has seen, but the story has been embellished.
Well, yeah. I mean, you'll find that with Mothman, right, too, because no two people have seen the same type of Mothman.
Because if I've seen a spider the size of a domestic dog, you're damn right it's going to be 6 feet wide and
my question is, you know,
five foot tall and trying to eat my face.
Why did they not run it over with the truck?
Well, it seems like it was bigger than the truck per their description.
Well, take its legs out.
Sure. And then it's going to stick its big fangs in the top of the truck, and now you're just, you know, human shake.
Well, then how do you get away from it? Do you go in between its legs? You don't think it's going to close its legs on the truck? And then what are you going to do?
I'm going the opposite way of where it is. Or I might...
Because I'm saying this spider sounds an awful lot like the Harry Potter spider that likes some man meat. Right. Just saying.
Well, there's two of us in the truck, so...
Good to know. So it's the zombie apocalypse scenario.
Hey, all I got to do is run faster than you.
That's what I thought.
That's all I got to do.
So giant spider, you're tripping
me. Let us know, though, because our email is linked. Let us know if you want us to go more in depth with maybe U.S. sightings of these giant arachnids. For me, that was enough. Because I have arachnophobia.
I'm not scared of spiders, but this one,
Yeah, but if you want us to do more on that one, let us know. However, we're going to move on to our next cryptid, which is near and dear to our heart. We live right in the area where this fella, or I guess it could be a woman, that's a hairy bitch, has been seen. So, without further ado on that one, and it is a type of Bigfoot. We've noticed by researching this that Bigfoot's kind of an umbrella term.
If they're big and hairy, they're Bigfoot. But there's different colors, and then they get names for the areas that they're in.
Yeah, also shameless plug, we have that on our website, and we make plushies of those too. Okay,
well,
moving on.
I legit have a grass man that we're going to talk about on the store.
The grass man.
Yes, I have different Bigfoot plushies, and we might cover each one. Actually.
Yes, and if that's something you're interested in, please let us know by email as well.
So, this one is the Grassman, also known as the Ohio Grassman.
Does he smoke weed? That's the important part.
You know what? They probably do. That's why you never see him, because they're always tripping somewhere.
Because that is the Grassman.
I mean, they're always tripping somewhere.
But if you think about it, someone said, hey, there's the Grassman, what would you think? Hey, there's the Grassman. Everybody's got pot.
Probably. He's also known as Kenmore Grassman or Orange Eyes because they have, it could be like the area. And they're called orange eyes because they have, obviously, big orange glowing eyes. This is a tall bipedal humanoid that stalks the woods of Ohio, hence the name Ohio Grassman.
Mm-hmm.
It is reportedly very similar to Bigfoot, but I think their colorations are different. And I know the sizes of Bigfoots vary also from regions.
From what I understand, though, the Grassman is supposed to be more aggressive.
He is very aggressive.
Okay, so sometimes. That's the weird thing. Maybe not, though. You would think Pot would chill him out. However, if he's protecting his pot plants, maybe
that's why he's
hyper-aggressive.
Because, yeah, he seems to... He is much more aggressive than other Sasquatch species. I trip on that because I always want to say...
Sam Squinch?
Sam Squinch from Trailer Park Boys.
So, where is this thing? Is it from Perry County?
It's in Minerva.
Okay, but there was footage of one in Perry County. Now, that to me...
I think it's all in the same area because we actually want to go see the park that this was at because there's supposed to be...
And that wouldn't be shocking because I worked a while in Perry County and there's a lot of Sasquatch there.
Wow. Okay, what you think is a Sasquatch is not what other people may think is
I worked with some and they're actually very intelligent.
Well, good for them.
Well, is as intelligent as a Sasquatch can be.
Exactly. Were they as hairy and smelly as a Sasquatch? Probably is. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... Just the smell alone, probably from the wet hair.
Were kind of more like the skunk ape.
Maybe. Or maybe that was just their mating scent.
Well, damn. Wow. This one actually gets its name from the small hut-like living structures or nests it builds out of tall grass. Oh. So not Hot. The smoky, happy grass.
All right, well... Sigweed.
The first prominent sighting occurred in a small village of Minerva, Ohio, in August of 1978. So they could have been high because, hey, it's the 70s.
True.
When the grandchildren of Minerva residents, Evelyn and Hugh Clayton, along with their friends, ran screaming about a hairy monster they saw in the gravel pit outside. Now, these people see this a lot.
I have a question. It's in a gravel pit.
Why is the gravel pit could separate their house from the forest area. There could just be that.
So this is a separation gravel pit.
It could be. It just says gravel pit.
We don't
pit.
Know.
It just says gravel pit. They didn't go that much into detail about
Aunt Ma, they're in the gravel pit. It's a hairy one, and it's not Aunt Susie.
Okay, he does not like that voice. But, wow, Aunt Susie? Why is it got to be Aunt Susie? Why couldn't it be Uncle Harry?
Well, because I only encountered female Sasquatch there. Go ahead.
Wow. So the male Sasquatch is hiding because they're scared of the female Sasquatch?
The smell.
Well, they make a cream for that. And soap.
Sure.
When they went outside to see what the kids were talking about, they saw what the kids saw. So this one, it's bold as brass, just standing there.
Which is weird because normally they're very
elusive. They run away. Yeah, they run away.
Elusive, right? But not this one, which makes me think it was a relative. I mean...
It could have been.
Or a neighbor.
You never know. It's Ohio. It was covered in dark matted hair, sitting in the pit, and fiddling with discarded trash. So not only...
So it's a fiddler, huh?
Well, it's got to fiddle with something.
It fiddles and diddles.
So, not only is it a gravel pit, but there's trash over there, too.
And I don't know if you know this, but if you try to interrupt any kind of being, whether fiddling and diddling,
they're not going to be very happy.
And they're probably not going to go anywhere. I'm going to finish this because I'm bigger than you.
Exactly, because you're not going to make me stop.
Right. Did they call the police?
Would you?
Yeah. I called the police. I ain't got a hairy diddler.
They thought he looked about 300 pounds. What the police going to do?
I don't know, but if I got a 300-pound hairy diddler out there in front of my kids, I might do something unless it's a relative or a neighbor, and that's
and
just
then you still should do something.
And that's just what Auntie Jo does.
I'm just saying. Auntie Jo needs to quit her fiddling unless she's in a room by herself. Nobody needs to see that.
Well, if you've ever been to Perry County, it happens. Go ahead.
We have been to Perry County. It's a very nice county. Let's not get hate mail because you're shitting all over Perry County, please. They fled away from it, as one would. But it would not be the last time they saw it. So it liked this family. This one did.
Okay. So not it doesn't fit the overly aggressive description.
Well, maybe. And
consistent, I'm putting on my Sherlock Holmes hat.
Okay, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
So maybe they do piss him off and he starts throwing feces or something at him. Who knows?
Okay.
They would see the grass man many times after the first time. One night it was seen looking at them through their kitchen window. No, thank you.
Were they feeding it? Because...
Well, there was trash out there.
With any animal, if you feed it, they will come back. It's going to
keep coming back. So there was trash out there in the gravel pit. So he may have assumed it was from them.
Here we go with the gravel pit. What is this gravel pit?
I don't know. Look it up. Hal ran for his gun, but the grass man was gone before he returned. Why you gotta shoot him? He's just looking in to see what you're doing.
I looked up gravel pit. So it's a pit of gravel.
Did you go into your mind palace like Sherlock does and find
is,
a gravel pit?
Yes, it is rocks.
I know what a gravel pit is.
And a depressed portion of land.
Yeah, I know. It's a pit. Sunk in.
You told me to look it up. My job's done.
Wow. The later... You done messed me up. The area... Well,
see, here's what I imagine, though.
Here we go.
What I imagine is, okay, there's trash in a gravel pit. And what they're doing is, they're just chucking the trash. Just chuck the trash. Hey, chuck that trash over in the...
gravel pit
or the little rock area.
They could have thrown it over there and then
burned
it.
Auntie Joe's going to come back through and eat it.
Oh my God.
So ain't no need to worry about it. And I don't know why everybody around here is so sick that we have fucking trash in a gravel pit, but everybody around here is sick. I don't know.
They could burn the trash because some country people do burn trash.
This is where COVID came from. Go ahead.
We ain't getting into that. I can tell you that now. The area was later investigated by police, so apparently they called the cops. And although there was no sign of it, several faint footprints were seen in the mud, and a terrible smell lingered in the air. How do they know it's not the trash from the gravel pit?
How do they know he didn't fart?
Exactly. Even grass men have to fart.
He's eating trash, for God's sake.
Exactly. The grass man was later seen by the Claytons atop a hill near the strip mine at night. So they got all kinds of crap out there where they're at. The next month, in broad daylight, the couple saw two of them on the small hill. Okay. So there's two.
Like a couple? Because I don't hear anything about a grass woman.
Well, you never hear a Bigfoot that's described as female. You never... I mean, you'll hear that they have seen small ones, but they don't come out and say there's...
Bigfoot is a very...
There would have to be women and babies for you to constantly still be seeing
Bigfoot. I just don't like the negative connotation with grass man. I mean, I think there should be grass women, grass children. I mean, if we're going to have
assuming this one didn't have titties.
Okay.
It didn't have hairy titties flopping around everywhere, so they went with man.
Okay. That's another thing, too. Is it multiple nipples, like a regular animal?
Since they're humanoid, it's probably just the two.
Okay.
Just saying. Because wasn't the very first...
Fuss.
There it is again. The very first Bigfoot tape... From what, the 60s or 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the clearest that anybody's ever seen it. That was a female.
That was the clearest anybody's ever seen in a costume, yes. And it.
Why would you go with a female if you're going to fake it?
Maybe they wanted to be a Bigfoot crossdresser. Or maybe it was a woman. It was like, I need to have some room in my chest because I got big honkers.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. You're just going to poo-poo on everything. It was only after these reports by the Claytons were made that a startling connection was made. Days before the gravel pit sighting, their German Shepherd was found dead, its neck broken, presumably killed by the grass man. So he must not have liked all... You hear that, sir? You hear that? Keep all that barking up, a grass man's gonna come break your neck. The Minerva case, along with its infamous Sasquatch, would form the most complex and important Bigfoot investigation in Ohio's history. Woohoo! Even so, in 1978, this was not the first mention of such creatures roaming the Buckeye State. In the 1700s, Indians native to Ohio grasslands spoke of a race of bipedal ape men, referred to as Wild Ones of the Woods, that lived nearby. If they're seeing them, probably gonna believe it.
Well, they exist today, so it's not that big of a stretch.
the Native Americans would...
They actually wear clothes and go to Walmart and shit. I've seen it.
Yes, we have. Yes, because we've seen many instances of people of Walmart in our Walmarts.
Yes.
The Native Americans would leave food for the creatures in an effort to keep peace. Now, see, that's just... That's setting a bad example. They're just going to keep coming back.
Correct. Correct. The thing is, you don't want to feed or water these beasts. Obviously, they've done well on their own, and it becomes like a leeching family member that doesn't have a job.
What if it's like Harry from Harry and the Hendersons?
You mean sweet and lovable?
Exactly.
Maybe. Or what if it's like?
I mean, imagine having a sweet, lovable Bigfoot living in your house, and somebody tries to break in, and you walk in and you see that, you're gonna be like, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah, but what if it's like Eddie Murphy's family, you know, Goonie Goo Goo?
Then there'll be rules on the refrigerator. Again, in the late 1800s, sightings of a similar, I can talk, I swear, hairy biped, whatever, were made by the Ohio River. Now, there's a lot of creepy shit that happens around the Ohio River.
That's true.
Which we'll get to. The humanoid had apparently tried to throw a man out of his carriage, but retreated when his daughter, riding as a passenger, threw several stones at it. So, you gotta ask yourself.
Why would it want the carriage?
It may have wanted the guy out of the carriage so he could then kidnap the chick. What? Because there are instances where Bigfoot, there's not really a...
So they're rapists?
Well, they'll carry... Hey.
The rapist?
Bigfoots need love, too.
Jesus. These are bad, bad beings.
I'm just saying. Bigfoots need love, too. And honestly, apparently all you gotta do is throw a stone at it and it'll run away.
So, well, then we found...
If it gets you...
We found the kryptonite, then.
Yeah. If it gets you, you want it to be got.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. It is unknown whether these are all Grassman sightings or possible sightings of a similar kind of Bigfoot, and if the latter, how related to the two or more species are they? Because like we said, there's different versions.
They're big feet death match.
There you go.
Who's the strongest big feet?
And you got to wonder, do they have conventions?
I think they go to the conventions.
Do they get together and have like a family reunion, powwow?
I don't know. I know... That one theory is that these are interdimensional beings. That's why you can never find bones or whatever. I tend to think...
You think they don't take care of their dead?
I think you would find something because they don't live forever, I wouldn't think.
Who's the one guy? Josh, what's his name?
Gates?
Yes. They actually found evidence... In one of his explorations, they found the foot, like everybody finds the foot, but they found hair, and they did DNA samples on that hair, and there's no known animal that matches it.
It's Aunt Jo from Perry County. So,
sorry all Aunt Jo's out there if you're not big and hairy.
But some people's theory is that it is interdimensional beings, and I do believe in interdimensional type stuff. However, I think that's just an excuse some person in their 30s living in their mom's basement came up with
themselves feel special and get their voices out there so people think they're correct. Special and know what they're talking about. Because
right.
Why would a Sam Squanch be an interdimensional being?
Correct.
I mean, I'm just saying, they're big and hairy. What are they doing?
It's probably a missing primate or something that we have not identified yet. Which
or
I think
have identified and thought went away during the big freeze.
Right. Which
surprise they survived.
I mean, there's a lot of theories, but again, there's been no documented proof of finding remains, full set of remains.
But there's also no documented proof that these things aren't real.
True.
So could be. The characteristic for this one is 5 to 10 feet tall, generally into the 6 to 7 feet.
5 to 10 feet tall. That's a big range.
Yeah, but they. And also, you got to think, you're seeing them from far away, so how do you know how tall they are, really?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you'd have
to do... So they can be the size of a teddy bear, but they just look bigger because they're so far away.
Oh, teddy bears aren't scary.
Their footprints are 10 to 20 inches long, Some footprints appear to have claws, pigeon toes, or flat feet. Some are three-toed.
So this describes just about every person in the world. Exactly. Okay.
Handprints. Possible handprints have been found. They don't tell you what the hands look like. They just say, maybe. Possibly. Could be. So it could be Aunt Jo grabbing something and has left a handprint in the mud.
Yeah.
Their weight. Anywhere to 300 to 1,000 pounds. We've seen people in Walmart on carts that size. Sounds. Some reports say it growls, barks, with an unusually heavy breath. Again, that could be any... I don't know how to say it without...
You don't know how to say a lot.
Any really, really overweight person trying to
that
walk
is what it sounds like.
Fuck you.
<Yeah.
laughs> But other reports say it sounds like that sounds like the cry of a baby or the scream of a woman. So that's a very wide range of sounds it makes too. So again, it could be anything. its odor. It has a strong one. Like the odor of rot that lingers in the area even days after it has vacated. Perry so County. Like a dead deer, I Perry guess. Its appearance.
Perry County.
Its appearance is not Perry County. Oh. Appearance has a snub nose, peaked or deep set eyes. What the hell is a peaked eye?
I'm not sure.
Very chesty.
Well, that's how we like them.
That doesn't say if it's big boobs or just very, like, wide, muscular chest. Blackish brown in color. Long arms. Pointed and bulky head. Mm. So, cone head.
Mm-hmm.
No neck. Then how does it support its head? But to be fair, my plushies don't have a neck either. Monstrous wide shoulders. Black, gray, or brown hair. Has luminous red or orange eyes.
This has just described an uncle of mine.
Yes, it has. Kind of looks like a gorilla, but stands straighter.
Hmm.
Some say looks more human than ape. So, Sasquatch. Bigfoot.
But if these were humans, you would say they look more ape than human.
You probably would.
Moving on.
The motion. Some say walks like a robot or machinery. It can throw large rocks and can break tree limbs. So... if I come across something that's breaking a big-ass tree in half, I'm walking the other way. Do not get him going. See?
Sam's Queens.
Groups of up to 5 have been seen. Can you imagine just hiking, rounding a corner, and there's 5 of these damn things just standing there?
We are actually going to go to some of these areas, to be honest, because there will be a follow-up to just the Bigfoot. Because I know we're going to do. We're going to do a whole podcast on just that dynamic. It'll probably be a couple parter, but we're going to go to some of these areas and hike because we like to hike anyway.
It's Salt Fork. Is that what it's called? And
there's a couple other places too, but you know, we'll hopefully by that time we'll have some video that set up so that we can kind of show you
what we find.
Yeah,
because even Hocking Hills, that's real close to us, is supposed to have some Bigfoot.
Yeah,
and Hogzilla.
I joke. Because I think it's just like the whole alien phenomena. Everything's aliens. Well, everything's Bigfoot. I think there's something. And I think a lot of times it's an easy way for people to explain things that maybe they couldn't explain otherwise.
And for all they know, it could just be a black bear on its back legs.
But I think you have to have a healthy dose of skepticism when you go into looking at things. Anything supernatural or that you don't understand. Otherwise, you fall into that same trap. But I do believe there's some people are seeing something.
Too many people have seen it to not be seeing something.
Sure.
That's my thing with vampires and werewolves.
I think it's the people of Perry County.
How did that go with the vampire and werewolf thought train I was going on?
Oh, I was still on the Bigfoot.
Because I'm just saying, there's so many people that have seen those that I think they're out there.
I do. I think that there's something that they've seen.
Too many people, too many times have seen him.
Probably not the Nosferatu of the films, but there's something. Okay, go on. I'm sorry, I got us off track.
I don't even know where I was at now. They inhabit a cave with a stash of deer parts. Unusual structures have also been seen in teepee-like structures. So we've actually seen, like when we've been out hiking in spots, we've actually seen trees pushed together like that.
Yes, we have. Teepee. We've also seen like little rock sculptures that people put in the water to make you think something's going on.
Okay. Okay, explain the last hike thing we went on. And we went into an area we hadn't before, felt funky, kept hearing stuff. And then we're walking, and all of a sudden, in this clearing, just a stick sticking up out of the mud.
I think it was a serial killer, because there was a creepy cabin there, too, that we went back and we looked in. And then we thought, this is a perfect... area. I'm reliving something anyway.
Well, that's haunted, too, because of the witch rock.
It's true.
But that was not... I'm talking about Moonville.
Yeah, that's kind of... Yeah, Moonville's weird. Moonville's very weird.
Yeah, because it was just a random-ass stick sticking out of the mud for no reason. Because there were no trees around it to where the limb could have fell, like it could have fallen like a twig off of a branch and just went straight into the mud.
No, that'd be very weird. That's perfect if that happened.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But there were no trees, like, over top of the mud.
There was not. I agree with that.
Mothers and babies have been observed. Faces found on tree limbs and, feces. Faces. Jesus.
Feces. The faces of feces. We have the creamy. We have the hard shell.
That's disgusting.
We have brown and green.
Okay, we're done.
Sometimes red.
Okay.
With a touch of clot.
That's disgusting.
That would explain the smell.
It would. Well, it says the feces is found on tree limbs and on wood fibers. The and hair on strands.
Faces. It's found on fucking gross. Faces.
Hair strands, which are at least 16 inches, have been analyzed by OSU but haven't been identified. So they have taken, like, poop and hair to OSU.
That's gross. Can you imagine that being your job? That's gross.
But imagine, it might be gross, but imagine being the person that's investigating this, testing this stuff, and you're the one that finds evidence of Sam Squanch's.
Right, but how'd you get them to hold still to get the feces off their face?
And yet another thing that's not going to go anywhere.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, we're done with the grass man for right now.
Okay. Well, maybe it's time to pay some bills. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's pay some bills. The infamous Wendigo. Wendigo? Wendigo? Wendigo.
Wendigo.
When do you go?
Wow. Gonna draw this one out, aren't you? It's the Wendigo.
Actually, I like the Wendigo, and let me tell you why. Because in my comic books, that's who Wolverine was gonna kill. But instead, he encountered the Incredible Hulk, who had been fighting with the Wendigo. But I think it's different because I think that Wendigo was like a fur-covered
white. I'm pretty sure it's not this Wendigo.
Yeah. I've seen other things about these Wendigos, and they're almost come off like a skinwalker type of thing. But it's kind of cool. They're like possessed people, correct?
Yeah. Well, you remember that video game that I played, Until Dawn? Where it's that game that it doesn't matter how many times you play it, it could be different outcomes each time because it's choices that you make, and they always give you like a list of choices. Oh, that's right. It was
based off of your intellect. Yeah, you.
No, it wasn't. You always based died. Off your. No, I didn't.
Just kidding.
There, it's very hard to end that game to have everybody
I
still alive.
See, you're getting upset.
I'm just saying.
I see
it's
the
very
Wendigo
hard.
Teeth.
Wow. Rude. The Wendigo.
Wendigo
is a cannibalistic spirit resembling a zombie.
So it's a zombie.
It resembles a zombie.
Well, zombies are cannibals, too. Are they cannibals, though? Because they don't eat each other.
No, they just...
So they're not really cannibals.
And it depends on what zombie, too, because
so would a Wendigo be a cannibal because...
Well, yeah,
because... They're not eating other Wendigos.
Well, I don't know. I guess they're called cannibals because they eat people.
Fucking accurate.
Okay, well, are Cinnamon Toast Crunch, are they cannibals? Because well, every Cinnamon Toast Crunch commercial,
yes.
They're eating each other.
Then yes. Or maybe they're just having a good time. Who knows?
I don't think that the one Cinnamon Toast Crunch square that's having fun playing in the milk is having too much fun with the other one that comes up and just bites his head off.
Let's do a quick poll.
I'm just saying.
You can let us know if you email us. Are the Cinnamon Toast guys cannibals?
If you watch the commercials, they eat each other.
But I thought the definition of cannibal is that you eat your own kind.
That's what they're doing. Through the entire commercial, one Cinnamon Toast square's eating another one. They've got a train going.
Well, sometimes it can be fun.
Well, I wouldn't want to find out.
So Wendigos, unless they eat other Wendigos, are not cannibals.
Well, let's find out if they eat other Wendigos or if they eat other people.
Well, if you just get through it.
That's easier said than done, dear. In some forms, the Wendigo is the size of a human, while in others, it can be 15 feet tall. So, that's size the Hulk version.
Size of a human, saying that they're not human. Go ahead.
Kind of. The earliest description of the Wendigo was that of similar appearance to a corpse, with a skeleton-like thin body, with gray skin, sunken eyes, bloody lips, yellow fangs, and a long, slimy tongue.
Well, it's going to be bloody lips.
Okay, slimy tongue. I mean, did they have to do the slimy tongue?
It is slimy, because there's all kinds of viscera it's got to get through.
That's disgusting.
A lot of organs are mucus-lined, so...
Gross.
If you're going fresh and hot...
Gonna puke. Are we good?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Most mucus is found in the GI tract, though, where all the poop is.
Gross. I knew you weren't done. Bad. Later myths say that the Wendigo is a lipless ape with giant fangs.
Hey, you lipless, slimy tongue ape.
That devours human flesh.
Are we back in Perry County? Wow.
Wow. We are going to get so much hate mail from people in Perry County. It's not even funny.
I love those animals. Go on.
It can turn a person into a Wendigo, which was one of the worst curses to the Native Americans of Canada.
So it's got the bite of a vampire. It can...
This seems to be a Native American curse. So they would curse somebody.
But if they bite, then you could turn into one too. That's what it said. You just read
No,
that.
I didn't.
You did.
I said it can turn a person into a Wendigo, which was one of the worst curses. It didn't tell me. I'm not there yet.
Let's try. Go ahead.
So you want it? You want me walking around looking like a skeleton?
Is this like lycanthropy?
No, we ain't getting into that because I believe werewolves are real.
I believe Wendigos are real. I've seen them.
I don't think this is somebody that is special.
You are having a stroke. Let's.
Howling at the moon on a full moon because they think they're about to burst some fur through their skin and go run and bite people. Yeah. I don't think that's what's happening here.
Or then you create more vampires and werewolves and Wendigos. And then...
I guess everybody needs somebody.
I guess. In which case, you would need the Avengers because nobody's taking care of that. And if we're living in that fantasy fucking world, then I want my heroes. Go ahead. Sorry. Woo!
Woo, you just went right off.
I cannot believe you took us there.
Yeah, right, that was me. The following is an adaptation of the original native myth of the Wendigo.
What
an adaptation. Adaptation.
Adapt?
You know what?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Shut up. The storm lasted as long, so long, that they thought they would starve. Finally, when the wind and swirling snow... had died away to just a memory, the father, who was a brave warrior, ventured outside. The next storm was already on the horizon, but if food was not found soon, the family would starve. Keeping his knife and spear close, he ventured out upon the most frequently used game trail, watching intently for some sign in newly fallen snow of animal footprints or movement of any kind. The forest lay deep and oddly silent under its gleaming coating of ice and snow.
Holy Christ, are we reading a Tolkien novel or what?
You, who are Native American, a little bit, should understand this.
They did not talk about that type of stuff. They didn't describe things that way. Lipless ape, maybe.
I am just telling you.
That is a great insult.
This is the story.
That's going into my insult bank.
I bet it is. This is the story that they would tell... others. So yes, it's probably. I literally just said that. Literally just said that, but you were off in your little Avengers fantasy and weren't listening.
Lipless
ape. I'm just saying. Now you made me lose my spot.
Well, that's not hard.
Shut up. Every creature of sense lay deep within its burrow and slept. Still the warrior hunted, knowing how desperate his family had become. As he moved through the eerie stillness, broken only by the soft caress of the wind, he heard a strange hissing noise. It came from everywhere and nowhere at once. The warrior stopped, his heart pounding. That was when he saw the blood-soaked footprints appearing on the path in front of him. He gripped his knife tightly, knowing that somewhere watching him was a Wendigo.
And then you hear, "Hey, bub, Wolverine, there's Logan." Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure Logan's not in this story.
Probably not. But that, if he was, that's where he would have appeared.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Bub. Yeah, go ahead.
He had learned about the Wendigo at his father's knee. It was a large creature, as tall as a tree. Here it comes. With lipless mouth and jagged teeth.
No lips. Why no lips? Because is that the zombie part?
Maybe it chewed its own lips off. I don't know.
Ooh. That's probably true. That's fucking crazy right there. So it's a crazy person. Go ahead.
But your werewolf person wasn't a crazy person.
They didn't chew their lips off.
No, they just howled at the moon naked, thinking they were going to turn into a werewolf so they could then bite people.
You drink the wrong thing, anybody could be doing that.
Wow. Its breath was a strange hiss, its footprints full of blood.
Well, it's got a hiss. Ain't got no lips.
And it ate any man, woman, or child who ventured into its territory.
Can't whistle. You ever try to whistle without lips? It's a hiss.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. Are you scared of the motherfucker? Ain't got no lips.
It's got teeth. Of it? It's got teeth and fangs.
Ain't got no lips.
Okay, let's not talk about what some people. Let's not talk about what some people are afraid of, because ever since watching Monty Python and the Holy Grail, I am terrified of white bunnies. Just saying.
Great.
Because you never know.
Hey, it's the white bunny.
Yes, that is the best movie of all time.
Nerd.
I don't care if I'm a nerd. That's a great movie. With its big, ferocious teeth. I mean, it killed everybody.
And you know what? Rabbits don't have lips.
And yet he managed to kill everybody. You saw the bones.
It's true. A hungry rabbit. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
And those were the lucky ones. Sometimes the Wendigo chose to possess a person instead. And the luckless individual became a Wendigo himself.
So that's the cannibal part.
Oh my God. The cannibal part is that he eats any man, woman, or child that comes into his territory.
That didn't make him a cannibal. That makes him a carnivore.
He possesses somebody.
Why does carnivore sound like carnival?
I don't know, because it's not a fun time. Every time. Okay. I said that he possesses people, right?
No.
Hunting down those he had once loved and feasting upon their flesh. So he somehow possesses a person that then turns them into a Wendigo. And then I think, or it could be like a mild possession. And then once they go back and kill their loved ones, they become full-on Wendigo. Because once you cross that line, you can't come back from it.
Well,
maybe?
We'd probably have to interview one.
You know what? I'll let you handle that.
You lipless ape. Come here. Are you a carnivore or carnival?
Because he not only has to kill the loved ones, he has to eat them too.
So that's the cannibal part.
Right!
I told you that. And you said no.
You're only the cannibal the first time. Then you're
you know
a carnivore.
I'm hissing.
Well.
Because I don't have lips.
Well, hiss away. The warrior knew he would have just one chance to prevail over the Wendigo. After that, he would die, or the thought was too terrible to comprehend. Slowly, he backed away from the bloody footprints, listening to the hissing sound. Was it stronger in one direction? He gripped the spear in one hand, knife in the other. Then the snowbank to his left erupted as a creature as tall as a tree leapt out at him. He dove to the side, rolling into the snow so that his clothing was covered and he became hard to see in the gray twilight of the approaching storm. The Wendigo just shook it off as if it were a toy. The warrior threw the spear. It struck the creature's chest, but the Wendigo just shook it off. The warrior crouched behind a small tree as the creature searched the torn up snow for a trace of him. Perhaps one more chance. The Wendigo loomed over his hiding place, its sharp eyes seeing the outline of him against the tree. It bent down, long arms reaching. The warrior leapt forward as if to embrace the creature and thrust his knife into its fathomless black eye.
And wait a minute, he only has one eye? Motherfucker ain't got no lips, and he's only got
one eye? He's got two eyes.
And we're scared?
He's got two eyes, but he's like, I can only get one, because he already threw his spear, so all he's got is his knife.
And the only
noise he ain't got a knife in each hand, so he just goes for the one eye. I mean,
so he got close enough to get one eye?
You don't listen.
I've listened to this whole story. It, like I said, sounds like a Tolkien novel.
The Wendigo howled in pain as the blade of the knife sliced.
You can't howl without lips. That's bull crap right there.
You don't need lips to howl. You just open your mouth and scream. There you go. Ah. So it howled and screamed in pain as the knife sliced through its brain cavity. Exactly. Might have been a little worse than that. It tried to pull him off its chest, but the warrior clung to the creature, stabbing it again and again in the eyes, the head, and the head. You are making this very difficult. The Wendigo collapsed to the ground, bleeding profusely, almost crushing the warrior beneath its bulk.
Balls.
As its bulk.
Balls.
Bulk.
Bulk. Bulk.
It fell. The warrior didn't get out of the way, so it fell on top of him. So you got a big ass
fucking Wendigo wiener right on you.
Well, it didn't say if it were close, so you just might. He pulled himself loose and stared at the creature, which blended in with its white surroundings so well that he would not have seen it save for the blood pouring from its ears, eyes, and scalp. Then the outline of the creature grew misty, and it vanished, leaving only a pool of blood to indicate where it had fallen.
All that, and he didn't kill it?
I'm still reading.
He took out his one eye.
It hit one eye first, and then pulled the knife out, and then went for both eyes, head, ear. It stabbed anywhere he could.
Okay.
Shaken, the warrior, heart pounding with fear and fatigue, turned for home. He was weakened by lack of food, but he knew that the storm would break soon and he would die if he did not seek shelter. Out the edge of the wood, he found himself face to face with a red fox. It was a fat old creature, its muzzle lined with gray. The creature stood still as if it had been brought to him as a reward for killing the Wendigo. With a prayer of thanksgiving, the warrior killed the fox and took it home to his starving family. The meat lasted for days until the final storm had blown itself out and the warrior could safely hunt once more. So, that's the story of, I'm assuming that's what all fathers would tell their sons about the Wendigo and so, encounters with the Wendigo.
So really, I mean, this is more of a Native American type cryptid. Are there recent sightings? Because what I'm seeing is, it's also described as the flesh eater of the forest.
Mm-hmm.
It does look like half deer, half wolf, half, well,
it's got antlers.
Yeah. And it really does look emaciated, with its bones sticking out. It looks about like it's half dead. I guess the north woods of Minnesota, it's good to be your mom.
It could be.
The forest of the Great Lakes region and the central regions of Canada is said to have these Wendigos. So it seems
well,
like
it
more
started
of a northern,
in Canada. It
like,
started in Canada.
So it's more of a northern thing. It can appear as a monster, has some human characteristics. Again, like you said, though, it can possess, so it could be more of a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So the spirit of the Wendigo can possess a human who would
it has
act,
to.
Who would act as a Wendigo.
And once that person then kills his family or loved ones and then consumes their flesh, they are full-on Wendigo.
And it's said, yeah, I see that too. And it's associated with cannibalism, murder, insatiable greed. So maybe this was one way to describe a person who had those qualities.
And I also believe that in Native American lore, I could be wrong, but I think that if... Because wasn't there a thing where Native Americans would consume some of them, not all of them, but they would consume human flesh to then become stronger?
Yes.
And that's where the curse came from, because not...
Some believe that if you consume the heart of your enemy...
You then become as strong as they are, or more strong.
Right.
But to discourage that, I think that's why they cursed the people that did that, and that's why they turned into Wendigos.
Well, and the other reason, too, that I'm reading here is it was also a way to describe people who had... Who were basically bad people in the society, or in that,
yes,
in that ring of people. And you could, yeah, say that was one way to describe it off, I guess,
mm,
is that they were possessed by what we would by call a Wendigo demon,
but they called it a Wendigo.
It's also been known as the Algonquin Ojibwe. So these have also been seen in other areas. The descriptions vary here. But the one common thing is that they are malevolent, cannibalistic, supernatural, and associated with winter, the north, coldness, famine, and starvation. So maybe that's a way to kind of describe those type of conditions, too, when you're hitting those hardships. Most people are looking for something to blame, or something to blame. Motherfuckers still don't have no lips.
I think it's because they chew them off.
I'm looking for that. It says, oh, a large creature... Tall as a tree, lipless mouth, jagged teeth. Breath had a strange...
Yeah, hissing sound.
Right, because, I mean, without lips, you can't really do anything else. But this is not just a creature that has been seen with Native Americans. It's been seen in a lot of different cultures. And it is strongly debated whether it is a form of a skinwalker.
We'll do skinwalkers, too.
That is something that it is kind of associated with. I think the biggest thing with cryptids, because cryptids are fun, and I like doing shows on cryptids. It's just some are just too overdone, and you're going to hear the same stories over and over and over again.
Yeah, but not with our little spins.
No. But, you know, with these were some that were kind of out there a little bit. Even the grass man is not one of the more common talked about big feet. But I think that with cryptids, it's important to remember that they can't be proven that they did exist, but they can't be
proven that they don't.
Correct. And large groups of people are seeing something that makes them think this exists.
Right. They've even got an entertainment with the Wendigo. There's a movie that is called In Lost Tapes. Or it's like Lost Tapes is the name of the movie. It attacks a camper and search parties are sent after them. So, kind of like, because we saw one movie about a Bigfoot. I can't even remember. It's like,
well, that's that found footage type.
Right.
The film style.
And then this also brings up Until Dawn, which I loved that video game.
Yeah.
Because it is hard for me to play some video games because of my motion sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was easy to play. And it's one that you can go back and play again and again and again, because you almost always are going to get a different outcome.
You know, and I think also, too, the thing to remember when you're, like I said, always have a healthy dose of skepticism, but try to keep an open mind, too. Just because there's descriptions of this character that, or this creature that maybe we look at and say, that can't exist. Maybe the description was embellished, too, but there was something like that they seen. Or maybe it was...
That's what they thought they saw, because maybe it was in shadow.
Well, and if you're out in the woods and it's snowing and it's cold and you got all these trees with no leaves on it, you know, I mean, yeah, your mind is at night. Your mind's going to play tricks on you.
Right.
You're going to have paraboia. You're going to see things that your eyes and brain are going to make things, you know, especially if you're scared, it's going to go more towards the scary side. I mean, obviously, I think if something like this existed, we would see more of it. But, again, it says it could be a spirit, too. So, that brings you to more of a spirit realm. And, again, I'll go back to interdimensional. If something like that were to exist, you know, I think we would find remains, you know.
Not necessarily, because in that story, when he killed it, it disappeared. Like, all that was left was the blood.
Right, so is that to say that it's interdimensional?
So, that could mean that once it's killed, the curse is lifted, and you don't know how long.
Okay, so what you mean is it was possessed by the spirit, but you killed it.
And
so
then its spirit was released.
And revert back to human.
Exactly.
Almost like a werewolf.
Because here, I was right. It says, the Wendigo resembles tall zombie-like creatures, much like the legends and in real life, and are created when survivors resort to cannibalism and the Native American Wendigo overtakes them. So, and also it doesn't say longevity of these things, so you don't know, like, how long one lives. So, if you think about it, if it's possessed and you kill it, it could have been alive so long that once it's dead, it literally disintegrates.
It sounds like a really bad deadbeat family member that lives with you, and you never know how long they're going to be there. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, we've had that twice.
Yeah. I mean, it really does sound that way. I guess he didn't have lips either, did he? But,
he didn't have teeth.
Teeth. So he couldn't chew off his lips. That's correct. Now, I think that, with the cryptids we've talked about in here, there's maybe a sprinkle of truth in all of it. It just seems like anything like that existed, we would have some sort of evidence.
Again, with the Wendigo, if you kill it and it disintegrates, what's going to be left? I mean, yeah. What is there to be left?
Where's a real picture of one? I mean, a real picture. Where's a real picture of this giant spider? Where's a real picture of this grass man? You don't know if it's real. See, and that's the problem.
Even if you take a picture, you don't know it's real.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Our society dilutes stuff. We dilute stuff because we do too many...
We make stuff up, or we
do pranks, or we do, you
Photoshop.
Know...
Photoshop.
Hoax, and, you know... that way you can't really get to what is real. So you have to kind of base it a little bit off of what you think and what your belief system is, really. I mean, if you believe other dimensions exist, well, these things can very well exist.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. I mean, and I do believe other dimensions exist. I think it's arrogant to think not.
Where do you stand on the Flash multiverse?
I don't know if I believe there's a Flash, but
I didn't say the Flash. I'm talking about how... Because the Flash...
Right.
Mentions the multiverse more than anybody else.
He's more troublesome than anything.
Oh, hush it.
I think that multiverse, yes, absolutely. I can't say no. I can't say there is for sure. But my gut and my belief system makes me think that, yeah, there's
gotta be. So these, the reason I ask that is because these could be not so much interdimensional beings, but from other Earths.
True.
That somehow get here.
They don't seem very nice. So I don't know if I want to go to those Earths.
Well, I'm just saying, they could have gotten here somehow and don't know how to get back, or the reason you never find a body is because they're not actually from here. So they're here for a while, and then they go back wherever they're at, and then they come back.
That's true. Or they could just be people from Perry County. Okay,
again, with the Perry County. I swear to God, we're going to get so much hate mail from Perry County.
So... moving on, I think our next podcast is in the spirit of October and spooky, spooky. Ooh, I'm scared in my pillow.
Ookie spookies.
Is going to be on the Bell Witch, I believe.
Yes. It's not just the Bell Witch. It's going to be the Bell Witch and the White Witch of Rose Hall.
I stand corrected. The White Witch.
We're
doing two of the Bell Witch and the White Witch. So, boys and girls... men and women. On our next one.
Wow, you're stumbling all over that, aren't you?
I am. Make sure to bring your dighties and your pillows, maybe a cuddle buddy, and settle in.
Yeah, we picked the Bell Witch because you lived in that area for a while.
I did live in that area. It's a very, very, very popular lore in that area. Again, it just depends on where your belief system is. So, but I do want to thank you for coming, and if you chose to listen to our podcast, it was our first one, so thank you very much, and I think it's time for us to go.
See you next time.